You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's 6:32. If you've just tuned in, this is the SAFM Market Update. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we're taking a look at something very interesting from SunBet. Before we do that, perhaps the statistic that I found might be of use. Apparently, there was a time where there was a bet on the election outcome when Donald Trump was running against President Joe Biden. That betting scenario, or that particular bet that was being placed there, became one of the largest, if not the largest, recorded betting event of recent history. And I suppose the gentleman I'm about to speak to next, Gideon Mann, who's chief operating officer at SunBets, heard that same statistic and thought, hold my beer, we've got something better. Because SunBets has decided that you can bet and gamble on the outcome of tomorrow's election. Gideon joins me now to take a look at this and try and unpack what this means. Good evening, Gideon. Thanks so much for taking the time. Why would you do this? Why would you put the people of South Africa through something like this?
Hi, Jimmy. Yes, so you're quite right. The U.S. election of 2020 was the biggest sports betting event of all time, bigger than the World Cup, bigger than the Champions League final. Over $1 billion was wagered on that election. In fact, the biggest ever losing bet was on that election. Some British banker bet $5 million that Donald Trump would win the election. But, you know, it follows a pattern of a lot of interest in election outcomes, and people enjoy adding a bit of spice to it and putting their, you know, their money where their mouth is and betting on elections. And this has got a long and deep tradition in a lot of countries overseas. So us at SunBet.co.za, we thought, you know, maybe, you know, South Africans would also like to bet on their election and, you know, add a little bit of fun and a little bit of spice to the whole process. No, it's a very serious event, and I know most of us will go out and, you know, do our civic duty. But, you know, to have a small bet, you know, might add some fun to the process. And we've added quite a few humorous bets, so, you know, certain ministers, personalities being certain ministers, you know, betting on load shedding after the election, and all those things that come out of office talk.
Gideon, you mentioned that you wanted to take a bit of a spicier approach to this, and I had a look at some of the bets that were on there, and just off the top of my head, what I'm looking at now is one that is the candidate to be appointed president after the elections. There is a higher probability that Gayton McKenzie will be appointed president than Musi Maimane, according to this particular, according to these odds that are on here. How does it all work? How did you determine the odds? How did you arrive at putting together this offering for South Africans to be able to enjoy?
So, you know, we've got a bit of a team who are statisticians, and they looked at all the polling numbers. And, you know, unfortunately, in South Africa, we don't have the depth of polls. You know, in America, they can throw out polls and do averages of polls and say, well, you know, we'll only take ones with these methodologies. Unfortunately, our polling information is very thin, and a lot of the methodologies seem to be unpublished or of suspect value. So there was a lot of artistry as much as science with these figures. And we've also looked at how people are betting. And Gayton McKenzie, oddly enough, is being heavily bet on versus, you know, the polls for president.
That's quite an interesting statistic or revelation, especially if you take into account that South Africans have got so much that they can vote for in terms of the options that are available as well. I see you've also got a couple of other things on here. Do you want to just take me through some of what the citizens can bet on once they've cast their vote if they log on to sunbet.co.za? What other polls and odds are you putting out there for citizens to take part in?
So we're actually going to close the betting markets before the main voting occurs. So it's going to close tomorrow at 2 a.m. But, you know, what we're offering in the interim and what we've offered in so far has been, you know, voting for president. And although Gayton McKenzie is overrepresented, South Africans are overwhelmingly betting on Ramaphosa. Betting, you can bet for who you think will be the vice president. You can bet on what kind of percentage you think the various political parties will achieve. You can bet on the premier of Gauteng, which party he'll belong to, the next premier of KwaZulu-Natal. The next president has the right to appoint two cabinet ministers outside of parliament. So we even thrown in, Rassie Erasmus for next minister of arts, sports and culture.
Well, that's a very clear choice there. The gentleman delivered, Dr. Rassie Erasmus delivered a lot for us in the last World Cup and the World Cup before that. So that would be a popular choice, and I can imagine there'd be a lot of South Africans that would vote in that particular direction, especially if you think about the history of sports ministers that we've had in the country. Gideon, I want to look at something around the particular betting options that you've put out here. It's one thing to take this slightly from a humorous point of view, but at the same time, the reality is we are still going to go to the polls tomorrow, and as you said, you will be closing this service. But when we look at these sorts of events and these sorts of engagement activities, for a lack of a better term, there is a level of responsibility that comes with this, and SunBet has taken a more responsible approach in terms of how you've put this together and how you've put this into the market. Take me through that.
So obviously, SunBet is a subsidiary of Sun International, which has been around for 60 years and a very responsible corporate citizen. So we have looked at this, and to try to keep it more humorous and more light, we've limited the bet sizes. So we use a tool called Net Possible Losses. So it's only possible to win very small amounts betting on the election. You know, our intention was to allow people to engage like they do overseas, rather than try and make this a monetizing event. Though we have had some VIPs who've, requested to place R500,000 on certain outcomes.
How are you managing that, Gideon? Is from a betting perspective, how are you drawing the line between saying this is something we want to offer for sport, but also it's a potential for us to do a lot more with this in future, to make some money with this as a business? Because at the end of the day, that is what SunBet exists to do.
True. I mean, we're here to provide entertainment, and obviously we do make some money doing that. We're not aware of anybody in South Africa having offered election outcome betting before. So this is also very much an experiment for us to see the interest, which has actually been surprisingly heavy. And I think in the future, we'll try and find our feet, try and make the amounts, possibly larger. But I do think, elections being, as you said, such a serious matter, we wouldn't want to try dilute that too much. And I don't see us, offering the sort of large bets you could take on, soccer games or other outcomes on our own local elections.
I remember distinctly one of the companies I used to work for, we actually set up a similar kind of a betting on the World Cup at some point, where you could purchase a team, and it was all very sporting-like and a lot of fun. But in all seriousness, please remember the National Responsible Gambling Program exists. Please gamble responsibly. If you're going to between now and 2 a.m., please don't come back and say, I encouraged you to go and place the largest bet on the strangest outcomes. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Gideon. That's Gideon Mann, Chief Operating Officer at SunBets, on the fact that you might be able to bet on the elections until 2 o'clock tomorrow morning.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.